This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. How are you? Happy Tuesday. That is, unless you're driving in most any part of North Dakota. It's a little slower than usual. A lot of purple out there. The purple is the snow-covered and scattered snowdrifts today. They tell us the travel advisory for northeastern North Dakota has been lifted. It's still showing on my map, but the word we received from the Department of Transportation is that it has been lifted. I still show...
lifted as of 9:40 a.m. straight from NDDOT. So.
But I show a map that was updated at 10:05, but it still has no travel advised, both for on Cooperstown and Findlay, parts of 38... northeast of Valley City, and I also show it the whole I-29 corridor, the border to where? Let's see, where's that at? Mile marker 168 to 152, and then neck of the woods, that's the Minto Interchange, Highway 81, and they're showing there scattered snow drifts and lanes continuous blowing snow, so it's you know, either way, the travel's a little rough up there. So, we had a call, too, that asked about... Kildare area, and so right now that isn't looking too bad. Again, snow covered and some of that, so we'll keep you posted on all of that. Another hour of the program. This hour we are doing a Tuesday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, which means your calls, questions, and comments for any and all issues for Congressman Cramer are welcome on the program. Simple as a phone call to 800-228-0550. Congressman Cramer's schedule was changed so that he's not able to join us normally on Wednesday, but we were able to finagle an hour this today. So that's good news for you folks. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. They have, at the University of Mary, a very affordable way for you to improve what you do. And, of course, when we talk about what you do, if you are a nurse, why'd you become a nurse? You have a heart for others, right? And maybe you want to grow your skills, excel in your profession, but the bottom line is you have a heart for others. And at the University of Mary, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education, and they understand that desire for you to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession, earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. And that's where the University of Mary comes in to make that possible for you to move forward. And here's how they do it. They have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree right now, $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run like $8,000 higher. So earn your Master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. It's the smart choice. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time. University of Mary, an excellent education and an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Hey, you made Politico today, buddy.
I see that, yes. Congressman Cramer, by virtue of these talk radio town halls, is the... one member of Congress that has held more town halls than anybody else, which is pretty cool. And now some of the news organizations in Washington, D.C. are picking it up. And I saw we made it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a very nice story. A couple of little minor issue facts that weren't quite exactly right on, but it was a real tribute to What's on Your Mind at Talk Radio Town Hall. And it was, you know, I'm not used to glowing stories in political, so it was pretty nice. The numbers were sort of staggering, though, weren't they? And when you look at just the number of town halls that we have in comparison to the, I think the article said the next closest one had half as many or something like that.
That's incredible. Yeah, because you want to win, but to win by, you know, the closest one behind you. Are there anybody come to you and say, hey, tell me more about how does that work? I mean, is there anybody catching on that this is a good idea and a way to converse with your constituents?
You know, it's so interesting, Scott, because right now there are a lot of discussions in Congress, in fact, as recently as this morning, about town halls, how to do them, how not to do them, how to avoid them. And a lot of it has to do with, of course, the fact that there's a playbook out on the Internet now on put out by liberals and Democratic members of Congress and former staff members as to how to disrupt Republican town halls. It just sort of blows me away that they literally have printed a playbook on how to, you know, how to get protesters and how to get under the skin of your member of Congress, how to try to blow up their events, not just town halls, by the way, any type of event they have, which is, of course, the new Democratic Party. Protest, filibuster, boycott, riot, you know, smash windows at Starbucks and burn buildings at, you know, universities. I mean, that's the new Democratic way. And so they literally printed a book about it, basically. Anyway, so, but a lot of people don't. I will tell you, Scott, I think a lot of members are increasingly afraid of putting themselves out there. And all I can tell you is that the more I do it, the better I feel about it. The safer I feel, the more connected I feel. And that doesn't mean everyone agrees with me. Obviously, they don't agree with me, but I rather enjoy, hearing from people who don't agree with me. So anyway, it's an interesting time we're living in.
Yeah, it sure is. Vice President Mike Pence is evidently making his way to Capitol Hill to cast a tie-breaking vote on the nomination of Betsy DeVos, the Trump administration nominee for the Secretary of Education. What's going on here with the nominees? Somebody just said it is the slowest nomination confirmation process since George Washington.
Yeah, thank you.
You can't get much worse than getting back to number one, for crying out loud. What's going on here?
Well, it's first of all, Democrats are just starting to wake up after the election and realize that they didn't win, and that they not only did they not win, they lost, in spectacular fashion. And so, as I said earlier, I mean, this idea of riots and sit-ins, this isn't just happening out in Berkeley or south of Mandan. This is literally happening in the United States Senate, where the Democrats held an all-night session on the floor of the United States Senate in opposition to protest Betsy DeVos' appointment to being secretary. They have, as you know, boycotted hearings. Now, can you imagine if I said to North Dakotans, thank you for this job that pays me, roughly $170,000 a year, where I get to be away from my family, half of it. I think I'll just not go to work today because a demonstration of my opposition to things. That's not how it works in a representative government. Everybody comes together. They have their debates. You win some, you lose some, but you don't just decide to protest. But remember last year, House Democrats let a sit-in. A sit-in on the House floor violated several rules of the House. Now, ordered pizza into the House chamber, sat on the floors, videotaped things, all of which photography on the House floor is illegal. I mean, they violated every basic rule of a representative government and the democratic decorum. And now, of course, they're inciting all these crazy protests around the country. And all I can say is I watch it, and it doesn't scare me, actually. But I do know it doesn't hurt me. I do know that this is not – North Dakotans don't watch this and go, gee, I think I'm going to pick that side because they're a lot crazier than the Republicans. I don't think that's helpful to them politically, but that is what we've gotten down to. And it's a government by protest.
So what is going on specifically about Betsy DeVos? Is it just that it's a nominee and it doesn't really matter, or is it a education cabal, as some of our listeners have called it, the idea that she even mentions the word charter schools or school choice means she's poisonous to the teachers union? What's the deal here?
Well, I think you've named several of the problems that she's having right now, and all of which endear her to me. So, I'm not a senator. I don't get to vote for her, but I certainly would if I was one, and I wouldn't do it apologetically. Betsy DeVos has a background that's not in education. Donald Trump has a background that's not in politics. Nobody should be surprised that he's picked successful business people who, but Betsy DeVos has been a strong advocate for education in the communities in which she lives and works and invests. She's been an advocate for children, for students. Maybe not for the teachers union. Obviously, charter schools, the teachers union does not like charter schools because they're not bound to the teachers union, which is partly why they're so successful. She's not been an advocate for Common Core, which is why we're going to pass two Congressional Review Act resolutions today on the floor of the House of Representatives that will send to the Senate, that will hopefully be sent to the president. These are to overturn rules that the Obama administration issued late in the year last year in violation of the Every Student Succeeds Act that we passed into law and he signed into law, trying to re-strengthen the Department of Education, and we're trying to diminish the Department of Education as conservatives, and that's where Betsy DeVos is. She wants to
hold
diminish
that, hold the thought. Michelle in Columbus, Adam and Mandan, when we come back for Congressman Kevin Crick.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions, comments for him? Before we go to these calls, do you have any questions for us, for the for your folks back home? Any coin flips right now with your votes coming up that you could use a little guidance on?
I don't think so. You know, maybe just I'd be interested in hearing what people think about the pace of things right now, because things are moving fast both in Congress and in And in the White House, we've been passing these congressional review acts because, and the reason for that, Scott, is congressional review act is a something we can use to overturn recently promulgated rules. You know, that is to say, from the administration. So we can overturn them with 51 votes in the Senate, which is why we've been doing a couple a day, including the stream buffer zone rule last week that will be a tremendous benefit to the coal industry. Today we're doing one on a BLM and how they manage federal lands and the rule that they put out late last year that overturns that. Very important to North Dakota, to energy development and grazing and agriculture in federal lands. So I'd be interested to hear what people have to say about the pace of things, whether we're going too fast or not fast enough.
All right, lay it on us, folks. Michelle in Columbus, North Dakota. Michelle, is that little sign downtown still with all the different signs pointing to how far, how many miles it is to all the different locations? Is that still in Columbus?
Yes, it is, by the way.
I like that.
Good afternoon. We will point you which way to go.
There you go. That's the center of the world. Actually, Columbus, is Dale Brown's first coaching job, the legendary NCAA college basketball Hall of Famer from Minot, North Dakota. Columbus was his first coaching job. That's where he found his wife.
Dale Brown was my teacher when I was in school.
Well, you must be brilliant then.
Wow.
That explains everything, Michelle.
I'm in good company.
That great education. What's on your mind today for Congressman Kramer?
Well, I remembered you were speaking with Fred from Wayne a few days back about the high cost on these new genetically modified cars. And I wonder if we couldn't get a foot in the door there to simply challenge this relatively recent ability that the big agricultural companies have been given to be holding patent rights on living things. I think he could take that on as an ethical issue.
You know, it's one of the things that interests me a little bit and we're looking into is how this fits in even, and this sounds a little bit maybe global, but even how that fits into trade deals, for example, and I don't know whether it does or doesn't, isn't a violation. Your point about whether you can, even have a patent, with genetically modified seeds and things like that, obviously there's a large investment that's made and that and there's some protection in a particular formula or a particular, biology. And I do understand that. At the same time, when a farmer plants something, grows it and then harvests it and has a seed, how that sort of transforms. I just don't know. We're trying to get a better handle on it. I will tell you this, though. This is one of the areas, Scott, some people were asking me, back when the president didn't yet have a named agriculture secretary. And one of the things that I kept thinking and kept saying is I hope he at least has somebody that's interested in production agriculture. There's a lot of things up and down the value chain, but for us, where we live, it's the farmer that matters most. Without the family farmer, we don't have a value chain. And so, but you raise a good point, good question, and it may very well be an ethical question.
Thanks, Michelle. Adam Mandan for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman. It's nice speaking with you again.
My pleasure.
Hey, I was listening several weeks ago, and I think you mentioned a bill that about federal lands that would transfer management to the state while maintaining federal ownership. And I was wondering where you're at with that.
Yeah. So great question, because in fact, it's really relevant to the resolution we're going to vote on today on the House floor. I don't know that I was talking about a bill, Adam. I think we were talking about Donald Trump and sort of his transformation, remembering that early in his candidacy, he feels pretty strongly about federal land and federal ownership and the protection of federal lands. And that of course, got him in some hot water in the Mountain West states, especially Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, where so much of the land is owned by the federal government that they don't have any taxable land for to run their local governments or state governments. And then, many people, especially, again, Western states, representatives and governors push very strongly for more state ownership of federal lands, transferring back to states, to some private, but mainly states, so that they can manage them. Donald Trump has sort of gravitated or maybe compromise to this middle ground of, well, how about maintaining federal ownership with more state oversight? Well, the Obama administration, between the election and leaving office, put out a rule that consolidates the great western lands into one giant piece of real estate, with really that blurs state lines, not just eliminates states from or diminishes their management of them, but literally concentrates all of the real estate power into the federal government. We're going to overturn that today because we believe, and this isn't just blanket, but in the area, for example, of grazing, or in the area like fracking, for example, protections, these things, even the last week we overturned a rule on flaring. The states do a better job of this because they understand their geology, they understand their geography, their culture, their hydrology, and that they all have rules that already deal with this stuff. We all feel like, as conservatives, states are better prepared to manage a lot of those things than the federal government. Plus, by the way, it provides a much more accountable system, and it could save the federal government a lot of money in bureaucracy that's duplicative and unnecessary.
Adam, okay. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Jerry in Wimbledon, next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yes, Kevin. I have a question about the Fargo diversion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, in today's budget-cutting environment, if you think there will be some funding that will come forward.
Sure. So the Fargo, just to remind people a little bit, one of the things we did in the authorization of water resources developments, we did this in the House. It was sustained in the Senate and is part of the law now, is to provide this public-private partnership funding for infrastructure. And you hear Donald Trump talking a lot about it in the context of other major infrastructure, even highways, and these things work better differently in different places. Ports, for example, makes a lot of sense there for opportunity. So I'm going to say, Jerry, I think in the budget cutting, the important thing here is that it remains a high priority to the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers will always get adequate funding for their priorities, but it's got to remain a high priority for the Corps. And then I think the bigger issue really is to be able to move forward with a lot of non-federal funding and not hold up the projects when there's funding available, whether it's private sector, state, local, and in the case of the diversion, there's all of the above are available. Which is why, as you might know, that the diversion was sort of split in two pieces. There's the dam itself that's on the river, and then the inlet and the diversion itself. A lot more creative funding. Financing.
If you don't mind hanging tight there, we'll get you the rest of that answer. I think he's about done, but more with Congressman Kramer after a break here. Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Is brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Let me tell you about a couple of things you may not know about this industry, and you obviously can find out more by going to secureenergyfuture.org is why I suggest you do, but I'll give you a couple of stats. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, about $1 billion billion dollars in economic and personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes that go right into the state coffers to pay for roads, bridges, schools, and the like. So there's a statewide poll out right now saying North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the industry's effort to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure that the energy future is secure and protect our economy. Industry does a lot of this. They put a lot of dollars back in investments that ultimately make coal cleaner. And of course, that's a big part of the argument right now. But some in the regulatory world have wanted that to happen faster than it's feasible. It's kind of been the whole debate. Learn more about all this at Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, secureenergyfuture.org. Our friend in Wimbledon is gone, but you were finishing your answer to him. Bottom line, if diversion supporters out there are looking at the budget battles, do they have anything to worry about? Is there anything that has changed?
Yeah, I think there's always something to worry about when it comes to budgets and appropriations. But that's also why we fashioned the bill the way we did in the Water Resource Development Act a couple of years ago, is to provide for alternative financing and funding so projects didn't get hung up waiting for an appropriation, especially an appropriation that in this case at one point was to be a 10-year appropriation. You know, you're relying every year. Appropriations are done year by year. They're not done 2 years in advance or 5 years. Authorizations are, but not necessarily appropriations. So when you start talking about 10 years, it's you cannot count on anything in this budget-constrained world where we have a $20 trillion debt.
Texter says, did I miss Kevin's update on the DAPL easement approval? I thought it was supposed to happen last week.
Yeah.
You did not miss it because I haven't asked yet, and none of the callers have. I've just kind of almost gotten to the point where it's going to come when it's going to come, and I'm going to stop trying to figure out when it's going to come. How about you?
Well, I'm not going to stop trying to figure it out, but I'm also not going to allow myself to get overly frustrated because what's happened, a couple of things have happened in the last few days. One that sort of went under the radar is that this president's choice for Secretary of the Army withdrew his name. And so that means that there are no political people in the Department of Defense right now other than the Secretary of Defense himself. And, you know, he had to get involved in this last week, which is a little more than you should have to expect from somebody who's fighting the longest war that America's ever been in. So you have career people acting as secretaries and undersecretaries. I will tell you that I have another phone call this afternoon with an undersecretary for the Corps of Engineers, or the Undersecretary for Civil Works, who oversees the Corps of Engineers, and one of the regional generals to get an update. There was not a hearing so much as a sort of an update yesterday in the D.C. Circuit Court, District Court, I should say, and with Judge Boasberg, who's been the judge of record on all of the lawsuits up to this point. And the Corps did announce to him yesterday that they have a timeline for wrapping up the review process as per the president's memo. It's been pretty public, so they're looking at probably wrapping it up this week, and I suspect that by late this afternoon, when I've had my phone call with the Corps officials again, we may get more specifics on that timeline, but I don't think you can take anything to the bank until Congress is noticed. That'll be the next official act will be a notice to the Speaker of the House and to the Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives on their intent to issue the easement. And that will be followed at some point by the easement and public notice that the easement's been issued. So whether that happens in a matter of days or weeks, I don't know, but I keep thinking it's going to be any day.
And Senator Hoven has said the same thing. Is that bureaucracy, or is that just? Mm-hmm.
Here's the biggest thing about bureaucracy, and I'd welcome any feedback on this. But this is my observation of the bureaucracy. Oftentimes, they get credited for just being evil. I don't think that's basic. I don't think that's it necessarily, or incompetent. And I don't think that's necessarily it. I think the biggest problem with the bureaucracy, first of all, there's the natural tendency that the bureaucracy protects itself. And so the longer things can take, the less power you give to the elected representatives over things, the more secure your job is. I think that's a very real thing, whether it's conscientious or not. I think it's very real. But the bigger issue is that everyone's into this CYA, cover your backside mentality in the bureaucracy. And so they cross every T and dot every I, not once, not twice, not 10 times, but hundreds of times. And every time they come to a decision point, they wring their hands and they go, oh my gosh, what if one of our friends in the Sierra Club sues me? Or, what if George Soros hires some protesters to come to my house? And then they sit on it for a couple more days and they find some other thing that they have to do to make sure that they're not making a mistake. We have so hampered. There's no innovation left in government because we find it that it gets punished rather than rewarded. And that's where Donald Trump has been so refreshing. You may not like his tweets, and sometimes I cringe at them, but this guy doesn't have the patience for this stuff, and that's why he got elected, and that's why all this crazy protesting against him isn't going to be effective to the people who think they're hurting him, unless they can scare people. And there's some of that that happens. I mean, staff members of Congress are having a terrible time across the country as hundreds of protesters flock into their offices. They pull all kinds of tricks to try to get in. And but members of Congress have to stand resolute against this stuff, and we have to drain this swamp. That's the bottom line.
So this afternoon you'll know more, but if once Congress notifies, you said the next step is Congress being notified that this is happening. Is there a waiting time after that? How long do you anticipate before they're actually moving dirt?
Yep. Important question. It's not a rule. It might be a rule, but it's more of a tradition that once Congress is notified, there's a 14-day, sort of waiting period or a bubbling period. That's not a hard and fast rule. It's not a law. It's not a regulation. It's not a promulgated thing. The agency's not bound by it. But so Congress gets notified of their intent, the Corps of Engineers' intent to issue the easement. But that's not there's nothing in that between the intent and the issuing of the easement itself changes the outcome. So once Congress gets the notice of intent of the Corps of Engineers' intent to issue the easement, then the easement will follow, and then that'll be publicly noticed. So the first step is Congress gets notified intent. The next is the easement itself gets publicly noticed. And I would, I expect something will happen here shortly. I wish I could be more specific.
There's another bit of news out today. We've been anticipating the report from the National Transportation Safety Board related to the train derailment near Castleton in 2013 that started the whole kind of hysteria over oil by rail. It looks as though the cause was an axle on a grain train that then derailed and ran into an oil train. What have you been briefed on this, and what's your take on it?
You know, it, Scott, I've not learned anything that we don't already know, I guess. I think you'll hear a nice, review of it. I don't expect there's going to be anything real sexy or really different since that accident, which, it was serious to say the least, and we dodged a bullet in the sense that, people weren't people weren't hurt seriously, and large part they avoided the heart of Castleton, thank God. And there have been accidents since then. So it's not obviously not a small matter, but a lot of things have happened, both especially by the railroad, as well as at the reportings and more inspectors on the lines and whatnot that have obviously diminished the accidents. But some of that's also that there's a lot less oil that's being moved by rail as well. So I don't expect it to be earth-shaking news.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number with questions or comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer. And your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Sergeant Jesse Grabo, the Highway Patrol in Minnesota, has told us about three separate crashes involving snowplows. You're reminded to please slow down and pay attention. I-94, mileposts 31, 51, and 70, all of those accidents. And we have slick conditions all throughout North Dakota. I've been talking about this good chunk of the morning for you, so just want to make sure you were aware of that. A listener would like an Obamacare update.
Sure. So, it's hard to keep track, right? We're going to finish it by February, and then it's going to be later, and then the president himself says it might be next year. I can tell you that in terms of the House of Representatives, our business is moving forward. I'm on one of the two committees of jurisdiction that have been given orders by or direction by the budget reconciliation bill that we passed. And we're having hearings. There's a markup today. Markup means a vote in committee on legislation. So today in the healthcare subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee, they are voting on some Medicaid fixes that will be part of the Obamacare replacement. So the hearings are happening. The votes are happening. I would expect within weeks we'll have our part of the legislation done so that we can pass a reconciled bill. And remember, what this means is that as part of the budget reconciliation rules, in the fact that we passed a joint budget, a reconciled budget between the House and Senate, the House Ways and Means Committee and the House Energy and Commerce Committee, within their various jurisdictions, can repeal parts of Obamacare that deal with revenue, that is to say taxes, and there are lots of them, $1 trillion worth of tax increases are part of Obamacare, including taking money from Medicare. Remember that. A lot of people forget that a lot of the money for Obamacare was paid for out of Medicare. So it took money from seniors, and some, I don't know how they, how they could justify this, but to pay for Obamacare. So we can repeal all of that and replace certain aspects that deal with revenue and specifically with spending. So we can't change policies. We can't change policy. We can't eliminate the mandate, for example, which would be a major policy shift. But we can do all that with 51 Senate votes. So we're still on track to get this done this spring and in the summer. Because I'm on the committee, we're spending a lot of time on it, understanding it, seeking a lot of North Dakotans' input, and we've been getting a lot of it, both from regular North Dakotans that are out there, losing their health care or have been rewarded by Obamacare because of pre-existing condition. And we're taking in all of that information, and we'll be at the table when we're talking about the solutions.
A few more minutes with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. When we come back, Roy in South Dakota, you're first to go with a call on the phone. And we also have some texts waiting to go as well. A couple emails. We'll do that when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Levin, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Aliva 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Plains Apache, getting to be that time, you know, forecasting later in the week here, you know, we're starting to thaw just a little by little by little. I'll tell you more about that in a minute here. The latest on High Plains Apache and what's happening after we wrap up our conversation here with Congressman Kevin Cramer here for a couple more minutes on the program Roy in South Dakota. Go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Hey, Roy. Yeah, I'm a cattleman. And my question to the congressman is one of the things happening in the cattle market right now is the false trading they're doing in Chicago. Like, I'm going to say 8 out of 10 contracts aren't even backed up with cattle. It's all paper move. And they have taken out all the limits so the cattle can just swing any direction they want to in huge amounts. And it has raised hell with all of us, sorry about that, raised heck with all of us in, you know, in the cattle industry over the last 2 years. You know, when Obama was printing all that money, they were pumping it in. All them hedge fund guys started pouring money into the commodities, and they drove our markets way up. But when they took them down, when the China financials fell out of bed, they started swapping money out of there, and we got caught in the middle. And there should be something to stop them from doing that.
Yeah, no, there's a very good synopsis of what happens when you falsify, when you falsely lift markets, and when you falsely... Yeah, then you have the ability to pull the rug out from under them as well. And I don't get me wrong, I'm not verifying the every detail of what's going on in Chicago, but I think you raised an important point about, you know, about the speculation that goes on when there's not a, when there aren't fundamentals to follow it. And I cringe every time I think about it. At the same time, again, I don't know necessarily all the details. I've done a little bit. We've had a couple of calls, as Scott knows, from our friend in Edgley, Tim in Edgley, about the issue of, you know, the cattle collapse. And so I've been talking to the chairman of the Ag Committee and some of the other members of the Ag Committee specifically about it. There's some speculation, well, there's some thought that this is just sort of the natural cycle. But I do think your point, Roy, is that even if it's a natural cycle, it's a natural cycle with higher spikes and lower valleys because of the lack of fundamentals in that market. So
that's right.
Yeah, I think good point. I'm giving you a bad answer other than trying to get some empathy to you, but also trying to look into it to see what can we do to get a better, you know, a more reasonable policy, realizing that, you know, when you're selling and buying, raising and selling things, you know, there are markets and they're real and there's some cycles to them, but
we should try to
avoid the big swings.
Appreciate the call. I got to quickly go to Ted in Grand Forks for your question before we let Congressman Kramer go. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, Congressman, thank you.
I
just wanted to ask, is there ever going to be any type of legislation to issue veterans ID cards so that they can prove that they were in service? I was declined by the VA because they said that my personal income was too high. I served from 90 to 99, only be told that in 05 they changed the law that there was an income requirement to get VA benefits, but yet I can't get an ID card.
Well, believe me, that is a high priority. It's a priority for the new president, and it's a priority for many of us in Congress. First of all, the benefits that you earn are earned. They don't change because you earn some other, you know, you earn something else. I mean, we expect people after their service, if they've got opportunities and talents and whatever, that they would do, but that they better themselves. But that doesn't diminish what we owe them in terms of their benefits that they earned by serving our country. So I'm with you. I don't know why we complicate this. Gets back again to the bureaucracy in many cases, just sort of serving its own interests. But thanks for the reminder. We'll all look into it, see where we are in some specific legislation. But there are definitely bills out there, and it's definitely a high priority for President Trump, as we've heard him speak many times to it.
And Ted, if you would give your name and phone number to Manny, we'll get you to Randy Richards and Congressman Kramer's office, who helps a lot of veterans, maybe specific to your case of trying to get an ID that'll help. Last quick one here by text says, could you ask Congressman Kramer what the status is on the land transfer from the Corps to three affiliated tribes around Lake Sakakawea? Is this transfer something that President Trump can reverse?
Oh, good. I don't know that he can reverse it. I will check into that. I don't know. As you know, it was finalized by the previous administration without adequate, in my view, adequate consultation with the state and other landowners and citizens of North Dakota. But I'm not necessarily against certain land transfers. I think that we ought to look at it more holistically, however. And in this particular case, there were obviously some things that weren't considered some injustices. But I don't know if Mr. Trump could undo it or not, but we'll look into it.
All right, a few more texts that we're not going to get to, but we'll send those on to Congressman Kramer and also address them next week as well. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scotty. Bye-bye.
You bet. Talk to you soon. Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache, as I mentioned. And remember last spring how windy it was and what a problem drift was? Well, did you know Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system? So that allows you to select your droplet size and actually keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling? That's what I'm talking about. That's why you go Apache. That's why you see the good folks at High Plains Apache. Their location in Mandan is right across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. They also have that ET Ag Center, 50,000 sprayer parts. I mean, they've got the pumps and the hoses. and the spray tips and the fittings and the valves. They've got it all. Liquid fertilizer parts, not only for the Apache brand, but for any brand of sprayer as well. Online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see them in Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier. Out of time, my friends, for today, but we'll do this all over again tomorrow. Remember, we have that 24-7 line if you have a question or comment, 855-200-1776. God bless you one and all. For Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. See you tomorrow.
Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinnon here. My wife, Maria, and I, the family, are hosting a tour to Norway. June 19th to July 2nd. We'd love to have you come along. Carol Juven of Juven Tours will be our tour guide. He's been there 153 times. I see Bergen and Oslo. I see the Western Norway fjords on here. I see the Flam Railroad on here and Geringer and sightseeing and Olympic sites and visits to farms. Tell me a little bit about what we're all going to see in that tour.
These items are all meet the people. We don't just tour Norway. We do meet the people. And we want to go to their homes. We want to go to their farms and greet them and be able to, shall we say, navigate on the fjords via the ferries and so on. It's an unbelievable experience, and you've got to actually live it to know what it's all about.
A 14-day first-class tour with Carol Juven and the team from Juven Tours and Travel. Call now. The deadline's fast approaching. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. June 19th through July 2nd.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.